Our next topic is appraisal. This is also kind of a big one, like finance was. Arnold, you want to give us the first definition?
Here we go. A professional process for estimating the value of real property.
Appraisal. That one probably was real hard for you.
An approach to appraisal which considers the price of resources necessary to build the same or a similar property. It is the only approach which places a separate value on the land.
Cost approach.
What a willing buyer is willing to pay and a willing seller is willing to accept when neither of them is under duress and the property has been on the market for sufficient time to verify its value.
Fair market value.
When physical deterioration is repairable but hasn't yet been prepared.
Repaired, don't you mean?
Oh, yeah, repaired.
Deferred maintenance.
Is that deferred maintenance or deferred preparation?
Deferred reparation, I guess we could say.
Okay. What you paid for the product or property when you bought it.
Cost.
The total income received from an investment property after subtracting vacancies and lost rents, but before subtracting expenses.
Gross operating income, sometimes referred to as GOI.
The appraisal principle, which states that an improvement to a property must add its cost to the value.
Contribution.
The item in question that's causing the depreciation is working just fine, but it is not what people want in their homes anymore.
Functional obsolescence, like olive green shag carpet.
The period of time during which improvements give a return on investment. It is generally considered to be shorter than physical life.
Economic life.
The ratio created when the net operating income is divided by the value of the property. It is also called a rate of return.
The capitalization rate, or cap rate, or rate of capitalization.
An appraisal approach that compares the subject property to other properties that have recently sold in the area.
The market data or comparison approach.
The time span during which an improvement is in condition to be utilized and occupied.
Physical life.
The power of a product, service, or property to command other goods or money in exchange.
Value.
The principle of economics, as well as appraisal, which states that when there is an overabundance of a particular product, the price will go down. Conversely, when there is a limited amount of that product, the price will go up.
Supply and demand.
The amount of money being asked for a product or property.
Price.
What then is the difference between cost and price?
Good question. Cost is past tense, what you paid for it in the first place. Price is current or future tense, what you want to get for it now.
A quick and dirty estimate of value based on a relationship between the value of the property and the gross rents.
Gross rent multiplier.
When property loses value, regardless of the reason for the loss.
Depreciation.
A feature which is considered nice, but not necessary, and provides personal pleasure to the owner of the real property. It can be either tangible or intangible.
An amenity.
Under the cost replacement approach, this method determines the cost per cubic foot and then multiplies it by the number of total cubic feet.
Well, this is really hard. It's the cubic foot method.
Oh, they probably all missed that one. The appraisal principle that weighs the value of future benefits a product or property will bring.
Anticipation.
An appraisal report that uses standardized forms wherein the appraiser checks boxes and fills in blanks.
The short form or checklist report.
Who would use a simple report like that?
Most of the appraisers who are doing properties that are going to be sold to the secondary market, to Fannie Mae.
So for loans?
Yes.
A type of depreciation that occurs when something wears out and will no longer perform the function or give the service that was originally intended.
Physical deterioration. That's a hard word to say. Let's try that again. Physical deterioration.
An appraisal method for determining the cost of improvements, which takes a general approach. It's sometimes referred to as the subcontractor approach and considers the cost of components.
Unit in place method.
An appraisal principle. When a particular use of property is bringing a high return, others enter into the same business or purchase property for the same purpose.
Competition.
A form of depreciation caused by forces outside the property boundaries.
Economic or external obsolescence.
Another name for a capitalization rate or cap rate.
Rate of return.
The appraisal principle which states that no prudent buyer will pay more than he has to get what he wants.
Substitution.
An appraisal approach based on the cash flow the property produces.
That's the income or capitalization approach.
An age placed on property for appraisal purposes based on condition of the property, so it will not be an actual age.
Effective age.
Physical deterioration that cannot be repaired in a cost-effective manner.
Incurable depreciation.
An appraiser should use as many approaches to appraising as possible. This technique synthesizes the results into a single estimate of value. It is sometimes called correlation. But the word we're looking for is
reconciliation.
Combining two or more parcels of land with a resulting increase in total value.
Plottage.
An appraisal report that provides a short written statement giving the bare essentials of the appraisal.
Letter form report.
A property that has no cash flow, for example, your home or a vacant lot.
Non-investment property.
The appraiser determines the cost of the materials, labor, management fees, and profit. These are used to determine the value of improvements when using the cost approach.
Quantity survey method.
Combining two or more contiguous parcels of land into one.
Assemblage. You're just assembling them together, so we call it assemblage.
Well, then, what's the difference between assemblage and plottage?
Well, if we assemble them together and then the resulting value increases, that's plottage.
This appraisal principle involves a cycle of activity which goes from growth to equilibrium to disintegration.
The cycle of change or neighborhood cycle.
Property which is generating a cash flow, such as a strip mall or a single or multifamily rental property.
Investment property.
The longest form of appraisal report, which uses a variety of supporting documentation.
Narrative report.
In this method for estimating the value of improvements, the appraiser multiplies the value per square foot times the number of square feet.
Well, that was another real hard one. How about the square foot method?
The profit that remains after the operating expenses have been subtracted from the gross effective income.
Net operating income, or NOI, and remember that is an annual number.
Let me ask a question about that. Operating expenses can be broken down into fixed and variable. Is that correct?
That's right.
What is the difference between a fixed expense and a variable expense?
Fixed expenses, like your phone bill, your electricity bill, you know you're going to have those every month, but you don't know how much they're going to be. Variable expenses would be like if we have a maintenance man, but we don't pay him every month. We only pay him when he comes and does some work for us. So that would be a variable.
Thank you. An appraisal principle that states, because all homes in a particular area are harmonious in design and value, their value is sustained and tend to increase over time.
Conformity.
What an investor would receive if there were no vacancies or lost rents. Are we talking about fantasy land or what?
Very definitely this one is fantasy land.
No vacancies or lost rents.
That would be gross scheduled income, or GSI.
She didn't give you much time to think about that one, didn't she? So she expects you to be getting smarter and smarter. The appraisal principle, which states that value should be based on the utilization of the property, which will bring the greatest return to the owner. That use must be legal and physically feasible.
The principle of highest and best use. How many more of these do we have?
Well, I'm going to tell the truth, unlike the way you do it, you know. There's only one more left. And here it is. Properties such as government buildings or churches, which are used for public purposes and are considered nonprofit.
Service property. And that concludes our discussion of appraisal.